Hate and extremism in America is flourishing. This past week, as an example, the Anti-Defamation League released a study showing how rates of anti-Semitism continue to increase. If you choose to display a pride flag, for example, you risk being on the receiving end of verbal and physical attacks. Now, I've almost become accustomed to this evil from the groups who both support and perpetrate it. My next guest joins us to discuss the developing new home for a lot of this hatred. It's a home that I don't think you'd expect to find hatred in. Their targets are the White House, Congress, State House, and then some. Unlike many groups, this developing home of hatred is quite open about their intentions via their manifesto, Project 2025, which I've had this document available for you to download at our website for some time now. Many of you have, I'm happy to say, but now we're going to explore what it's promising with the help of the president and co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism, Wendy Vi. Thank you so much for being here today, Wendy.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
GlobalExtremism.org is Wendy's organization website. We can learn more about Project 2025 and their other work and the focus that they put on. As an overview, Wendy, what is, if you had to summarize in one of those Amazon-type reviews of a couple of lines, how would you describe Project 2025?
Well, I think Project 2025 is a massive, very detailed agenda to take our nation into a state of authoritarianism, dictatorship. To use a very sort of scary word, and it plans to do it with the next conservative president. That's one thing that I always try to emphasize, that it doesn't matter who the president is, that this plan is a vision statement and that the groups behind it they're not going to stop trying to implement it. We would see power concentrated in the presidency, and everybody else or every agency department would lose their power or lose some of their power.
And the main force behind Project 2025 is the Heritage Foundation, which they've fallen a long way from their original created intent of Reagan supporting William F. Buckley guided organization. And if you look at some of the names, it's broken down. If you haven't seen the document at our website, it's broken down in fairly detailed, lengthy articles addressing various topics from the White House to various departments within the government, and some of the names I've spoken to over the years, and again, these are people who have fallen far away from what their original mindsets were. Karen Skinner, for example, writes in the report about the changes she recommends for the State Department. Used to be a student of Ronald Reagan. Ken Cuccinelli, who, for you listening, might be a familiar name politically as well. One thing I noticed, Wendy, is the way this report is crafted. There are so many points where people would say, well, here's an odd analogy. I was working one time on something where I wasn't watching the TV, and there was one of those multiple, many times Charlie Manson would be interviewed, and he would be pontificating on some social issue, and I'd catch myself nodding my head. Yeah, he's, wait a minute, that's Charlie Manson talking. What am I saying here? The same thing could be said about a lot of this report. People would look at certain parts of it and say, yeah, I agree, but by doing that, is the danger going to exist that they're overlooking the toxins and the poisons that are featured in Project 2025?
Well, I think that there's always the danger of that, because I will say that these organizations and the way that Project 2025 is presented, and I don't know if I mentioned it, but it's worth saying again, it's over 900 pages long. It hides the true agenda. At the same time, more to your question, how are we ever to reduce the partisanship that exists in our country, the tremendous division that is preventing us from moving forward on so many things, if we're not able to see the other person's point of view? I would argue that, there can be legitimate discussion and even disagreement on different policy issues, but there is no room for debate on whether or not it's okay to be racist or to strip the rights of the LGBTQ community. So that you have to balance those things. And in my view, if Project 2025, if any part of it is implemented, then it's just a step to get the rest of it implemented.
Let's get into a few specifics here. What parts of our population, and we're talking America here now, land of the free, home of the brave, is the concept that we're working with here. But through Project 2025, what parts of our population need to be concerned the most should it come to pass?
Well, I would say that it's women. We're already seeing some of it come to pass, as you know, with the court cases, with Roe being overturned, with Mifepristone, with the abortion bans, the contraceptive health care. All of that's being challenged. That's all part of Project 2025's plan. LGBTQ community would see their rights completely stripped. All their federal rights completely stripped. They would lose the ability to adopt children. They want to get rid of surrogacy. They want to remove any kind of equity programs for employment, any kind of discrimination protection. And then additionally, you have people of color. They want to eliminate affirmative action. Again, we've seen some of that at the Supreme Court already. They want to remove any sort of reference to a protected class from employment rules for the federal government, meaning that if it refers to race, you can't refer to race, you can't refer to orientation, things like that. Additionally, they want to fire anybody who was hired because of one of those racial equity programs. So this is not surface. This is a fundamental reordering of the society as we know it.
Wendy Vi, who is the president and co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism, globalextremism.org, looking at the report Project 2025, which you can download at our webpage and find out more about it as well at globalextremism.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Some would say, and maybe even those who are supporting Project 2025 would say, well, we're a system of checks and balances, so there's an insurance policy ingrained in our government that would prevent any kind of extremism. But that's, to me, overglossing the fact of one of their strategies is, as nominees who have to go through a nomination and confirmation process in the Senate, like DHS, for example, ICE, other departments of the federal government, as that's going on, a lot of these ideas will get implemented through, they're calling them the acting department heads, which would not be subject to the nomination process and can do everything that the president would expect them to be doing.
Yes, that's right. I think, it is a very strong tactic that they plan to employ. I don't know if you remember, but there were a few department heads or agency heads that were acting or interim for multiple years during Trump's last administration. It is a common practice to appoint somebody while you're going through the approval process, but there's no intention to go through the approval process to get congressional approval. It's simply to bypass that check and balance, as you say. They also want to eliminate the independence of these agencies, that it is not law, but it is norm that agencies have the ability or the authority to make some decisions regarding, their specific purview. They want to eliminate that. They want to eliminate rulemaking, and basically moving all of the power into the White House.
What's part of you had said about how they would cut staffing at so many of the departments and agencies, but they also do a consolidation of many departments to put, as you point out, a smaller number of departments with a more direct dealing with the president to do his or her bidding. Again, people might say, well, that one doesn't concern me. This one, that's political. I'm really not a political person. Talk about what would change within the CDC, because now you're messing with people's health and health programs.
Well, yes, indeed. I mean, they want to eliminate some of the authority of the FDA and the CDC. They don't want the CDC to be able to provide guidance on things like public health emergencies, like they did during the COVID pandemic. They don't even want the CDC to be able to mandate vaccinations for children. They don't. They essentially want the government out of people's private health concern, you know, decisions. But they say that while taking away the rights of women and trans people to get the health care that they deem necessary. It is a play in contradiction and hypocrisy, but it would also endanger, it's going to actually endanger the health of Americans.
So if you're one of those people who are thinking, maybe you've seen the report, as I said, it's been available on our website for quite some time, and thinking, well, this doesn't concern me, it's 920 pages, you need to go back and reread or read completely, because I say this without any hesitation, some parts of Project 2025 is going to impact you, and not in a way that you are going to like it. That's just the truth of the matter. And thankfully, Wendy and her organization is one of those who is raising the attention through her work with the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. And it falls under her auspices for a reason, because who is being targeted, Project 2025, the way they're being targeted is hatred. You can't get around that. It's not some political concept. They are acts of hatred, and that is the focus of Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. Learn more about I'm not even going to say under secret, because they're actually quite bold about what they're proposing. There's also, not in the report, but it's also been alluded to that should there be resistance of the implementation of Project 2025, martial law could come into play. Learn more about all this at globalextremism.org. She is the president and co-founder of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism. Wendy Vi, thank you so much for the attention that you're bringing to Project 2025. That's so much needed, and the reality you bring into focus versus the image that too many want people, as many as possible, to believe. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Chris, and for covering this super important issue.